This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Martha Stewart was indicted today on securities fraud and obstruction of justice charges relating to the ImClone insider trading scandal. Tomorrow, we'll look at the case against Martha Stewart and talk about insider trading, what it is, and how to avoid it. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. And in a few minutes, Andy Beyer will join us to talk about Funnyside's run for horse racing's Triple Crown. But first to London to listen in on a raucous session earlier today in Parliament. Like President Bush, British Prime Minister Tony Blair faces charges that his government exaggerated intelligence assessments of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction to support the case for war. Prime Minister Blair agreed to cooperate with a parliamentary investigation. Last week, the BBC cited an anonymous intelligence source who said that Blair's office pressured intelligence services to include a claim that Iraq's weapons could be fired within 45 minutes. Then today, John Reid, the leader of Blair's party, Labour Party, in Parliament, accused what he described as rogue elements of the intelligence services of trying to undermine the government. Now let's listen to an exchange between Tony Blair and Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith.
Order, order. The allegations made by his leader of the House today have changed everything. Is now alleging that the security service, elements of the security services, are actually seeking to undermine the government. And the Prime Minister can't pretend that this is just a simple and small issue. The whole credibility of his government rests on clearing up these charges. And I simply say to the Prime Minister, these allegations are not going to go away. He's had one former cabinet minister who says he has duped the cabinet. Another said he committed a monumental blunder, and today the leader of the House attacked members of the security services. Surely the reality is the only way is to hold an independent judicial inquiry if he won't produce the evidence, and do it today.
Yeah. I've already said to him we'll produce all the evidence for the Intelligence and Security Committee, and I really think that that is the sensible and right way to proceed. They can then come to a considered judgment and I will publish the report. And I repeat that all these allegations that have been made are completely without any substance. And if he wants me to go through a few others of them, for example, the report that there was a meeting between the Foreign Secretary and Colin Powell expressing their doubts about weapons of mass destruction in New York. On the day concerned, the Foreign Secretary was in France. The allegation in the Mail on Sunday that the German Foreign Minister, Joschka Fischer, ambushed me over weapons of mass destruction lies. I have the following statement from the German Embassy. The German Embassy rejects in the strongest possible terms of Mail on Sunday's claims made on today's front page article. The content and the quotations attributed to Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer are pure fiction. Well, at least that's consistent. And that the source for the 45-minute claim was an Iraqi defector of dubious reliability. He wasn't an Iraqi defector, and he was an established and reliable source.
The truth is, nobody believes a word now that the Prime Minister is saying. That's the truth. And now we have the unedifying sight of the leader of the House being sent out to do his bidding and attack elements of the security services, which is disgraceful. Will he now either publish that dossier right now or hold an independent inquiry so the public can judge for themselves?
Again, let me just point out to them that what the leader of the House was saying was what was clearly true, which that there are people anonymously speaking to the media. I want to repeat, however, that both in respect of Iraq and in respect of every issue that I've handled over these past few years, our intelligence services have been absolutely magnificent. And I say this with the greatest of respect to him. The fact is, in the end, there have been many claims made about the Iraq conflict, that hundreds of thousands of people were going to die in it, that it was going to be my Vietnam, that the Middle East was going to be in flames, and this latest one, that weapons of mass destruction were a complete invention by the British government. The truth is, some people resent the fact it was right to go to conflict. We won the conflict thanks to the magnificent contribution of the British troops, and Iraq is now free, and we should be proud of that.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith earlier today in Prime Minister's Question Time in Parliament in London. Here are some of the headlines today at NPR News. The Pentagon is also defending itself against allegations that it slanted analysis of intelligence on Iraq to push the Bush administration toward war. Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith said it's time to put a stop to what he calls a goulash of inaccuracies in the press. And as we're discussing this hour, the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace has been set in motion following meetings between President Bush and Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Those stories, more details on both of them coming up later today on All Things Considered.